Hello. Welcome to the Wired for Success podcast. I'm your host, Janelle McKinnon. Are you stuck? Lacking motivation and a will to get up and win? If you have stumbled onto this life-changing podcast, you will learn how to succeed in every area of your life. Welcome to another marvelous Monday. Today, I want to look at the topic, intercession brings success. Now, we are still dealing with prayer, and prayer is such an inexhaustible topic. Like, you cannot exhaust prayer. There's so much depth, so many dimensions to prayer, and you have to start somewhere. So, this is just me trying to pull out another aspect that can help to better set us up for success. If we're going to be successful, for us to have that good wiring, we also need to learn how to intercede. Now, interceding is not just for intercessors. Let's just get that out of the way. I know that at each church you may have, or wherever believers gather, you may have what you call an intercessory group. They meet and they intercede for the body of Christ. They intercede for the church. All these various things. They take up things in the spirit. And it's a funny thing that some believers who attend the church who may not be a part of the intercessory group, they don't understand that they are called to intercession as well. Now, you may not be someone who's going to attend that special meeting or be a part of that group, but in spite of that, the Lord still requires you to intercede. And you have so many things. We have so many things that we need to intercede for. Take a moment. I want to ask you this question this morning. Are you encouraged at this moment in your life, or are you discouraged? Yes. Of course, you don't have to leave anything in the comment section. This is something you're doing for yourself. You don't have to share it with anyone else. If you are encouraged, what do you find are some of the things that gives you encouragement? I can simply say here, I can list a few for me, because I feel encouraged right now. And that happens a lot when you're in the process of doing something new, you're stepping out. I was just telling one of my dear friends, I'm stepping out of my uncomfortable comfort zone. The comfort zone has been uncomfortable for some years now. And listen, things have to happen, and it starts with us. We have to be the movers and the shakers of our own destiny and our lives. No one is coming to do it for you. You are the one who has to get up and get. Okay? And so I think it maybe last week or the week before, I would have mentioned that I've just completed writing two new books, Breakout the Box 3 and 4. It's a 40-day devotional that deals with breaking out of a poverty mindset. And Breakout the Box 4, it's for all the single ladies. Yes, all the single ladies. This one is for you. And we go in depth in that devotional. We really talk about the things we don't get to talk about in our services. When we meet up, lots of times we don't really get to dig deep in these topics. And listen, we need to. We need to. And so that book explores. It's very transparent, very authentic. You need to get yourself both books. All right, good. Enough about me and those books for now. And so I felt encouraged through the kind words of people who really, really want to see me succeed in life. And I'm often encouraged through kind words. That's something, you know, I don't look for a lot many times, but those words of encouragement, it does go a long way. And so I thank God for that. So I'm someone who is always encouraged by good words. I'm encouraged through the word of God, always encouraged there. Like on my lowest days, I know I can open the word of God and there is something in there for me that will uplift my spirit and help me to go on. Discouragement comes whether you're looking for it or not. I used to say, even if you're away from people and you're locked in your home, discouragement can find you, because so many things can cause us to feel discouraged. It's not easy. Maybe your career, you're hitting a point where you're stuck in your career, you feel discouraged. Maybe financially you don't have all the coins together, you're trying to build your own home. You're trying to build your own home, you're trying to get out from where you're at, you know, there's discouragement where you're presently dwelling. Things are not the way you would envision it and how you like things, you know, so many things, and I can relate to them, to all of them. And so discouragement comes and encouragement comes, and we have got to learn how to pray and pray the prayers of intercession. I want to take you very quickly to 1 Kings chapter 18, and there's a story in there from verse 41. This is concerning the prophet Elijah, right? There was a drought in the land. For a long time, there was no rain, absolutely none. And you know what happens when there is no rain. Then there is no food, because what are you going to eat, right? The farmer, the land is dry, the plants not getting the water. You understand the agriculture aspect of that. So this land is experiencing a drought. And here it is that Elijah is saying to King Ahab from verse 41. Up on your feet, eat and drink. I'm reading from the Bible. This is the Message Bible if you're following along. Rain is on the way. I hear it coming. This Ahab did it. Got up and ate and drank. Meanwhile, Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel. That was a mountain. Bowed deeply in prayer, his face between his knees. So that tells me that even as an intercessor, which I say we all are today, we can take a stance. Have you ever been so desperate for an answer from God? Desperate for a move from God? Like you need the Lord to move. Because like if he don't move, like listen, it's time up for me. It's time up. It's just, I'm going to kiss everything goodbye, because it's now or never. When you are desperate for the hand of the Lord to move, you need an intervention, then you will intercede. And that is the stance that Elijah took. He was bowed deeply in prayer. When last have you bowed deeply in prayer? And you can't bow deeply in prayer, I'm sorry, in 2 minutes, in 3 minutes, no. It doesn't work like that. And I'm not ruling out, because those 2, 3, 5 minute prayer, listen, God honors it once your heart is in the right place. Once your heart is in the right place. I tell you, children are sweet. We had a dance meet the other day, so I had the children praying. And they did a really good job. And they're so pure. They're so innocent. I bless the Lord for them. And one of the girls, before she prayed, she said, "Miss, my prayer is short, you know, like, you know, maybe she felt intimidated because there are children there that have parents that pray there. Once you grow up in that atmosphere, you have parents, you come up, you know how to pray very early on. And it's more than just, let's say, like a one-liner, but God honors that." And I told her, I said, "Listen, it's your heart. It's not the amount of time. It's in your heart." So everything in context and everything has its place. So I just said that to say, just in case, I don't know how your life is set up and you're only able to squeeze in these short prayers, but then you should be doing multiple short prayers throughout your day. You can do that. There's always an avenue for you to spend time with your God. And so Elijah, right, he got down, he bowed deeply in prayer, his face between his knees. Then he said to his young servant, "On your feet now, look forward the sea." He went, looked, and reported back, "I don't see a thing." Now this is Elijah sending him out. Go look and see if you see anything looking like rain is coming. He said he went back. He said he doesn't see a thing. "Keep looking," said Elijah, "seven times if necessary." And sure enough, the seventh time he said, "Oh yes, I see a cloud. But very small, no bigger than someone's hand rising out of the sea. Quickly then, on your way, tell Ahab, saddle up and get down from the mountain before the rain stops you." Things happened fast. The sky grew black with the wind-driven clouds. Then a huge cloud burst of rain with Ahab hightailing it in the chariot for Jezreel. Oh my God, wow. And God strengthened Elijah mightily, pulling up his robe and tying it around his waist. Elijah ran in front of Ahab's chariot until they reached Jezreel. Imagine that. I'm so excited. As sometimes when I read the word of God, especially certain stories when the prophets and the kings and there are such miraculous signs, like I get excited. And that's how we should be when we read the word of God. We should be excited, and then our hearts should be open, because listen, we expect God to move, because he's the same God in the Bible. He's the same God today in your life. And so don't rule that out. But we do face discouragement in prayer. And when we don't see, how do we face discouragement? When we don't see the thing we prayed for happen in the time we think it should happen. And that's why I love this story, because it shows clearly. It took seven times before the rain came. Seven times Elijah sent his servant out, "Go see for the rain." He came back, go see. He went back obedient every time. And so I want to encourage our hearts today on the Wired for Success podcast. Don't give up. You have to keep in your position. And listen, Elijah held that position with his head between his knees, in that deep position, interceding, crying out to the Lord for rain. What do you need to cry out to the Lord for today? What is it? Is it something in your family? Is your family falling apart? Is your marriage on the brink of divorce? You're not experiencing success in your marriage. You're not experiencing success financially in your career. You're not experiencing success. Maybe you're a single woman and you desire a mate, and there's just been it's been hard out in these dating streets, right? But you have to make it a matter of intercession. That's what I want to say today. And you have to trust that the Lord wants to do good for you and by you. And so Elijah was not disappointed. And then another beautiful piece as we wrap things up today. The Lord empowered Elijah so much that he outran chariots. You don't hear me this morning. A mere man. There is nothing when God empowers you that you cannot do. Don't say to me you can't be successful. Don't say to me you are too old to start the business or to, if the Lord says to go back to school and learn a certain subject, don't write yourself off. You're not too old. Your time has not passed. When the Lord empowers a person, there is nothing that they cannot do. And so a mere man, a prophet, Elijah, the Lord empowered him, supernaturally strengthened him, that he outran the chariots of Ahab, the king. It's like it's running against horses. Usually in the normal scheme of things, a human can't outrun a horse. Where does that happen? Show me. Because it doesn't happen. Unless that horse is wounded or something. But that does not happen. Sometimes we really take God for granted and we see him as just, I don't know, a figment of our imagination. God is real, my friends, my family. He is real. God is real. And we must come back to a place where we reverence, where we have reverence for God. And we make the time to pray. Don't say you don't have the time. Don't lie. Don't tell that lie. Because if you really wanted to, you would. And like in my first book that I wrote, I think I mentioned a part in that devotional where I said, you know, when you have a first love, I think we've all been there. And those were the days where you had the landlines and you would be on that landline for hours and hours. Some of us, yes, I've been guilty. Hello. Right. And then, you know, you get saved. And you don't give Jesus no hour. You don't give him hours and hours. You give him minutes and seconds. How is that? Why is that? We need to really measure our devotion to the King. Because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, we have an adversary that doesn't want us to pray. We have an adversary that's going to make us busy, going to make us sleepy, going to make us frustrated, going to make us angry, give us all sorts of issues and problems that's going to make us not want to pray. But pray we must. If you have heard nothing else today, I want to encourage you to become an intercessor. Become the intercessor for your family. Become the intercessor in your workplace. Yes, let your workmates know, hey, something is wrong with me. Let me go and see about sister who and so. She could pray for me. Maybe they make laugh on you. Yes, you're a sister. You're always talking about Jesus on the workplace, but you do your work though. You must have a balance. You're not talking about Jesus all the time and you're not doing your work. You have to do your work. So you do your work and you don't force Jesus down anyone's throat, but you live your life in such a way that the people know there's something different about you. And that's something that I always, if I could say, pride myself on that. I don't go preaching and badgering people with the word of God. I live in such a way. I try my best. No one is perfect. We all have bad days. The face may skew slightly to the left sometimes. But listen, generally, I hope to be, or I try to project a positive, smiling, happy, go easy person, right? That's what I really do try to do. And so an intercessor or I want to say intercession is about holding a space, undoubtedly refusing to give up until you see the manifestation of that thing. You must see the manifestation. So let's be like Elijah all week. I am trusting God this week because I need some records to break. I need a record breaking catch. I need so many things, and I need you to succeed as well. Those of you listening to this podcast, I don't take it for granted that on this podcast, there are some very loyal listeners. I see you. Maybe whatever reason, you may not be able to comment to let me know that you're there, but I feel you. You are there, and I thank God for you, and I want you to experience success. I don't want this podcast just to be, oh, you come, you hear. She's saying a little something. She's saying a little something, good things here and there. No. You have to become a student at anything you do and take in and apply. You have to put things into application. That's the only way it's going to work. So we talk about prayer. Have you taken your prayer life to the Lord all week last week, over the weekend? Now today is Monday. We dealt with intercession. Are you going to intercede? Are you going to spend some time and go before God? Turn off the phones. Talking to myself too, because listen, these phones are diabolical. I promise you. You sometimes you wake up in the morning, you should be reaching for your Bible and you're reaching for your phone. Thank God for repentance. All right, good. So these are the things we must do. We must beat this flesh into subjection. This flesh don't want to serve the Lord naturally. That's why I sympathize and I could see with anybody, because this flesh is not easy. It is not easy to shut this flesh up, but we must. I want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank you for sharing the podcast, subscribing if you like the content. It's blessing you and you're actually seeing a change in your life. Share it with someone else. Let them know that this podcast is a blessing and they may learn something from it. All right, so we're going to go off and we're going to intercede all week. Just want to remind you, I need to get the time for this event, but if you're listening and you're going to be in Linden on May 4th and the 5th, I'm going to be at the Linden Business Expo. And I'm going to have more information for you on Friday concerning that, right? So if you want to see me, you want to give by purchasing a copy of any of my books, they're going to be on sale. And I'm working to do like a bundle offer. If you want all 5 books, going to give you that at a special price during that time. So God bless you and have a great week. Do great things, for you are wired for success.